message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
How many of us were here on Sunday and you were blessed on Sunday? Can I hear you shout a big hallelujah? I believe you were blessed, and I know those who also watched us, they testified that they were blessed. And I know that tonight, God will yet bless you again in Jesus' name. I say God will yet bless you again in Jesus' name. And you will not go back home empty-handed in Jesus' name. In your sitting position, I want you to pray quickly. And say, Father, I will not go back the same way I've come. I will not go back empty-handed. Go ahead and speak to God right now. Speak to Him right now. Father, I will not go back empty-handed. I will not go back without Your blessings. I will not go back without a testimony. I will not go back without a miracle. I will not go back without Your blessing. I will not go back without Your favor. I will not go back the same way I've come. Thank You, Father. In Jesus' holy name, we have prayed. We have been on our series on excellence and eminence in all our Wednesday services since this month started. And God has been blessing us tremendously. In the first week, we defined excellence and eminence, and we went further to show us some major keys that will bring about excellence in our lives. And also, I looked extensively at the price for excellence and eminence. I started the series by God's privilege with diligence as a major force for bringing about excellence in our lives. And I said, only those who are diligent can ever become what God has destined for them. In Proverbs 22 verse 29, the Bible says, see how a man diligent in his business, he will stand before kings and not ordinary men. So God has an intention for us to excel in all our lives, but it requires diligence. Somebody say a big amen. I went further also to discuss with us that focus remains a very essential part for excellence. Only the focus can become excellent. Only the focus can be successful. Only the focus, if you are the kind of person that drifts easily. You drift easily. Have you ever seen anybody who is a professor of pediatrics, who is also a professor of gynecology, who is also a professor of general medicine, and just a professor like 7 different medical courses at the same time? Have you ever seen such before? No. So focus is important. Focus is important if you want to be successful. I've often said in the past that if you are not focused, you become like a locust. If you are not focused, you become like an insignificant person. Nobody wants to recognize with anybody who is not focused. We went further, beloved, last week to talk about determination as a major force, as a price for excellence and eminence. We said until you are determined, you cannot excel. Until you are determined, you cannot do well in life. Those that give up easily don't amount to anything in life. And I spoke extensively talking about the bulldog approach. You must have a bulldog approach to your pursuit in life. That is, you don't easily get defeated. You don't just chicken out easily. You keep on. You keep at it. And I spoke extensively on the life of Isaac. And I said, Isaac dug a well. They filled it up. Dug another one. They filled it up. Went on until he eventually got to his real boat. And I pray for somebody today in this month of February, God will help you to locate your real boat in Jesus' name. You will access real boat in Jesus' name. Especially in Nigeria, where there's so much things going on, there's a tendency to want to give up. But as you try again and again and again, I see you becoming what God has destined you for in Jesus' name. And I ended up last week with being observant. If you want to excel or you want to be a person of excellence, you have to be observant. You have to be observant. You have to look. You have to look well. You have to be observant. Observe your mentors. Observe those that are ahead of you. Look at their life. And then look at those areas of their life that you also want your life to be like. And then you pursue as such. You pursue as such. And then you become like them or even better. I spoke extensively about Solomon. That Solomon observed even ants. Even ants. He observed ants. He looked at how they walk. And he said, if ants can walk like this and provide for themselves, how much more shall us as human beings be able to work very hard? And I know that somebody was blessed so far. If you have been blessed so far, shout hallelujah. I believe you are blessed. That's why you are here again tonight. And I know God will bless you again in Jesus' name. Tonight we'll be speaking on limitations or hindrances to excellence and eminence. Limitations or hindrances to excellence and eminence. And number one limitation to excellence in the life of a child of God is satisfaction with the status quo. Satisfaction with a low life. Satisfaction with failure. Anybody that will be excellent in life must be a person that is dissatisfied with failure. You are the kind of person that you cannot stand failure. You cannot continue to just cope with failure. You just want to excel. Many get easily satisfied. Now, look at me, everybody. Don't let people clap you into irrelevance. If you are not a person that is excellent or aiming for excellence, people will quickly clap you into oblivion. Small success you are making, they will clap for you so much that you think you have done all the success in the world. In Amos chapter 6 verse 1, the Bible says, woe to him that is at ease in Zion. Amos chapter 6 verse 1. Don't let people clap you into irrelevance. Don't let people clap you into insignificance. In Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 24, Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 4, the Bible says, rise up, take your journey, pass over the river of Arnon. Behold, I have given unto thy hand Sihon the Amorite, and king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to possess it and contend with him in battle. I have given you something great. He said, but you have to contend in battle first. Don't be satisfied with the status quo. Don't be satisfied with failure. I have given you more to do. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Don't allow people to clap you into irrelevance. Don't allow people to quickly make your head so big that you think that you have arrived. There is still more to conquer. There is still more room to conquer. There is still more success. And in the name of Jesus, you will get there. I say you will get there. I say you will get there. I say you will get there. So strive to get better. If you want to get to excellence, don't be satisfied with mediocrity. Don't be satisfied with E grade as a student. Don't be satisfied with D grade as a student. Don't be satisfied with C grade as a student. Yes, you had C. Thank God for that. But you can have an A. Praise the Lord. Yes, you had a B. Thank God for that. God is faithful. But you can have an A. Don't be satisfied with the status quo. I used to work in a particular organization many years ago. If you have C 2 times in a year, they will sack you. It's a particular bank with a cube as their signage. If you have C 2 times, you have C in June and you have C in December, by January they will sack you. That is, you are not a person striving for excellence. They sack you straight. I've had many friends like that. We're working together, we're sacked because of that. I didn't say D-O, I didn't say F-O. C 2 times in appraisal. You have C in June, you have C in December, they sack you. That is, you are not on point. So there is something better you can accomplish. And when we are talking about excellence, we are talking about those who refuse to be satisfied with status quo. Number two major limitation to excellence is wrong association. Wrong association. Your association affects your acceleration. Your association affects your level of excellence. Your association determines a lot of things. For example, your association determines your mentality, and your mentality determines your actuality, and your actuality determines your totality. So it's important for you to watch those you closely relate with, because you will think like them. You will behave like them. You will conduct yourself like them. After some time, in my place, they say when leaves are so near soap, they will begin to be like soap. How many of us know that proverb? Yeah. After a leaf has been near soap for so long, when you touch the leaf alone, you'll be feeling soap in your hand. Is somebody with me here tonight? It's the same thing. That's why husband and wife, after some time, after we have lived together for so long, you begin to behave alike. In fact, they begin to look alike. I've seen some couples here now that begin to look alike. Because after some time, you begin to talk alike. You begin to speak alike. It's the same thing with your friends. If your friends are not excellent, they don't really care about life, then after some time, you don't really care either. So, it's very important. Proverbs 13 verse 20, the Bible says, He that walketh with the wise shall be wise, and a companion of fools shall be destroyed. So it's important that every one of us walk with the wise so that we will not be destroyed. You will not be destroyed in Jesus' name. In 1 Corinthians 15 verse 33, be not deceived. Evil communication corrupt good manners. Don't be deceived. So if you want to be excellent, you must search for those who are excellent. Let me tell you this. Choose your friends. Love everybody, but choose your friends wisely. Once you call somebody your friend, it means you have similar thinking and similar ideology. It means you have similar thought pattern. So it's very important that before you can say, this is my friend, then you basically must be on point. There's a general saying, they say, show me your friend. And I will say who you are. Once you show me, I don't need to know you. Once I see your friend, I know who you are. So it's very important for us. Your friends expand you or they limit you. Your friends, they expand you or they limit you. Those you associate with, they broaden your thinking or they suppress your thinking. I've often told you the story before while I was in university. In my first year, my GPA was not as expected. It was over 3 points, but not as I expected. And I all throughout that short break, I didn't go home. Between first semester, I was just thinking of my life. I said, is this why I left my house to come here? I said, no. So I now looked at it. What is wrong? I saw that my friends were part of the problem. I didn't have the friends that would give me the kind of grade I expected. So I changed my friends. And I had two new friends. One male, one female. And I asked them, what is your goal? The male said, first class. What is your goal? Female, she said, first class. And I was already involved in a lot of ministerial work and all that and all that. And I just felt 2-1 was okay for me because I was also quite busy on campus. And so I was in the middle of the two of them. And I must tell you, that was what each of us graduated with. The male graduated with the first class, clean first class. The female graduated with first class, 4.5 on the dot. And I graduated by his mercies with a 2-1. Your friends always affect you. They will always affect your life. If all your friends are poor, you'll be poor. Yeah? Because they will bring poor mindset to you. They will not stretch you. They will not give you any stress. They will not push you to do anything. Once your friends are liars, you begin to lie. You know, there's some people that once they say good morning, you have to first go outside and check if it's morning or not. So it's very, very important that association matters a lot. So I will advise you after this meeting to check your association. Look at those that are close to you and see if there's something that they can add to you. If there's no positive thing your friends can add to you, there's nothing they're doing in your life. They are just a bunch of liability and parasitic people. So wrong association affects excellence. Wrong association affects excellence. Wrong association affects excellence. Number three, major limitation to excellence in life is refusal to listen to counsels when we don't like listening to counsel. The way God has destined life is that we must always learn from others. And when we refuse to listen to counsel or turn deaf ears to counsel, it affects our level of excellence. Nobody can become great single-handedly. You need somebody to assist you. Praise the Lord. There is no self-made man or self-made woman. Every one of us is an offshoot of another person. And so, you must learn to listen to counsel. You must learn to listen to counsel if you are going to become what God wants. In Proverbs 24, verse 6, Proverbs 24, the Bible says, "For by wise counsel thou shalt make thy way, and in the multitude of counselors there is safety." In the midst of the counselors, there is safety. In the multitude of counselors. In Proverbs 19, verse 20, Proverbs 19, verse 20, "Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end." So the purpose of counsel is not for today, particularly alone. But the purpose of counsel is for tomorrow. Someone say tomorrow. The purpose of counsel is to make our tomorrow all right. Is to make our tomorrow better. The purpose of counsel is not particularly because of February 2020 or March 2020 or even December 2020. The purpose of counsel, more often than not, is for the future. It's so that the future can be bright. The future can be colorful. The future can be glorious. And so when we turn our backs on counsel, there is no way excellence can come upon our life. And many of us know that naturally, as a human being, if you are not a person that has the Spirit of God, you might not like counsel. Because most of the time, counsel is like gravel in the mouth. Praise God. You can imagine when you have probably done something and then you feel that what you have done is the best. And somebody says, "No, what you have done is not the best." And then you look at yourself as a very big person. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. I say, I believe. For example, when our parents tell us something, and then we will look at it. Somebody sent something to me recently. A grandma was a young lady, maybe, but I think she looked Chinese. She was wearing a trouser, and then she slit this place and this place in the jeans. And the grandma brought out needle and started sewing it. And then she was just shaking her head like this. "Ah, this is what is in vogue now." And then the grandma refused to listen. She continued to sew that thing. If you shake your leg too much, the pin will enter your leg. Praise the Lord. So counsel is very important for excellence. Counsel is so important for excellence. Husbands, learn to counsel your wife. Wife, learn to counsel your husband. HOD, learn to counsel those who are under you. Every one of us are products of counsel. If you see somebody smoking cigarettes, somebody counsel him to smoke cigarettes. Somebody counseled him or her negatively, and the person started smoking. If you see somebody who is into any form of evil, nobody just enters something on his own. Somebody brought them inside. So when we listen to positive counsel, our life becomes positive. And when we listen to negative counsel, our life becomes negative. May your life never be negative in Jesus' name. I say, may your life never be negative in Jesus' name. Some time ago, a woman came to meet me and said a friend told her that since she has not been able to give her husband children, she should go outside to try other men. That she was asking me what I think about it. Can you imagine that kind of thing? Somebody is waiting on God for children. And then friends say, since you have not had it with your husband, please go and try somewhere else. And I spoke vehemently against it. I'm happy to inform you that woman has children today. Not one has children today. Now, if she had gone for that wrong counsel, her testimony would have been destroyed. Your testimony will not be destroyed in Jesus' name. I say your testimony will not be destroyed in Jesus' name. I say your testimony will not be destroyed in Jesus' name. In Proverbs 15, verse 22, I would say, without counsel, purposes are disappointed. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Proverbs 15, verse 22. Without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established. May God give you good counselors in Jesus' name. I say, may God give you good counselors in Jesus' name. May God give you counselors who have no exploitative tendencies over your life in Jesus' name. Say a big amen. Number four, limitation to excellence is sinful lifestyle. A life of sin kills excellence. Deuteronomy 28 verse 1. If thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, and shall observe, can you go on? And shall observe to do all his commandments which I commanded this day, that the Lord thy God shall set thee on high above all nations of the earth. That's excellence. God will set you on high above all nations of the earth. But there's a condition. We must dissociate ourselves from evil. We must dissociate ourselves from sin if we want to be excellent in life. How many of us know that many people who are in sports, for example, they were dropped from their sportsmanship or from their stardom because they injected some steroids? How many of us have heard of stories like that? Yeah. Instead of practicing to become a star, you wanted to use shortcuts. Shortcut leads to dead ends. Shortcuts always cut life short. So if your desire is excellence, you have to pay the price. You have to pay the price. You will not sink in life in Jesus' name. I say you will not sink in life in Jesus' name. And this is one of the major limitations to excellence. If somebody knows that exam is coming, instead of reading, and the person now begins to write answers in small sheet of paper and put it inside his pocket or inside his back pocket, instead of reading, and then on that fateful day, unfortunately, the HOD just appears and catches the guy. Just gets him like that. And then all the 3 years, 4 years work is wasted. Your own will not be wasted. I say your own will not be wasted. Somebody say a big amen. So, excellence is always a product of righteousness. Excellence is always a product of righteousness. Excellence is always a product of righteousness. The Bible says righteousness exalts a nation. Sin is a reproach to any people. Righteousness is an elevator. Righteousness is a lifter. Righteousness is like an excavator or an elevator. Once you enter it and you press the button of righteousness, you'll be going up. As from today, you and your family will be going up. As from today, you and your family will be going up. Nobody will see you on the floor again. I said, nobody will see you on the floor again. I didn't hear your loud amen. I'm on number what now? Number five. Okay, so far I've gone through how many points? Four. Can we go through it very quickly? Number one, satisfaction with status quo. Number two, wrong association. Number three, refusal to listen to counsel. Number four. So quickly, we'll go to number five. Major limitation to excellence in life is lack of a stand or lack of standard. Lack of standard. Lack of standard. For you to stand out in life, you must have a standard. Avoid average lifestyle. Avoid average lifestyle. Average lifestyle is called mediocre lifestyle. Average lifestyle is a lifestyle that is not meant for a believer. For you to be excellent, you must have high standards. The easiest way to fall in life is to lack a standard. Refuse to be a person, a man or a woman with low standard. Let your standard be high. Always aim for the best in any of your fields. If you are a doctor, be the best. If you are a nurse, be the best. If you are a lawyer, be the best. If you are into fashion, be the best. If you are selling anything, be the best. Bible says, whatsoever your hand findeth to do, do it with all your heart. Anything that your hand findeth to do, do it well. Ensure that anything that God has placed you into, you give all your best into it. next month, amongst other things, we'll be speaking extensively on vision. And we'll be looking at vision and direction. And for anyone to become anything in life, you must know where you are going. Once you know where you are going, spend the rest of your life pursuing it. Once God has shown you where you are going, spend the rest of your life pursuing it. Don't deviate from it at all. Since you have known what you are to do, spend the rest of your life doing it. Don't envy somebody selling pure water when that's not your business. Don't envy somebody in boutique business when that's not your business. Don't envy somebody into makeup business because that's not your business. Don't envy somebody in selling cement. That's not your own business. Focus on it. Focus on your business. Focus on your assignment. And you will stand out in life. As God liveth, you will stand out in life. I say, as God liveth, you will stand out in life. May you not leave your lane and be monitoring somebody else's lane. Do you know how to know people of low standard? They are always focused on other people's problem. They don't look at their own problem. They are the ones that knows all the problem of everybody's house. This person, they have problem in this house. This person, they have problem. This problem, this person, they have problem here. They don't know that they themselves have a problem. But when you are a person who has a standard, you want to stand out in life. You don't even wait for anybody. I was counseling one of our beloved here some days ago. And I told him, I said, don't bother yourself to think about what this person is saying, this is what this person is saying. I said, when you are going on a journey and somebody is throwing stones at you and you quickly stop from that journey and you want to start replying them one by one, one by one, and you want to start throwing stones back, he said, you won't get to where you are going. Once you are going on a journey, immediately you have a vision and you are going somewhere, enemies have started. You don't have enemies. Once you tell me nobody hates you, it means that you don't have any vision. You don't have anything you are doing. On the day you have a vision, you are pursuing something and you are going to become something. That is the way your enemies will be released from the cage. Because they will hate you with cruel hatred. They will just hate you. They can't explain why they hate you. But because you are going somewhere, they will have a distaste because you are going somewhere. They want you to be like them, to fail like them. But in the name of Jesus, it will never be like that. I say in the name of Jesus, it will never be like that. One day, God will open your eyes to see what people have. A lot of people actually think about you. You'll be shocked. You'll be amazed. And that's why God doesn't give that gift to many people. There are only few people that have it. That they can look at somebody and read their heart. It's a gift. Special gift. So have a standard. Don't bother yourself to be looking at those who are looking at you when you are practicing. They will clap for you when you become a star. Did you hear what I just said now? Did you hear what I just said now? Don't bother about those who are looking at you and making fun of you while you are practicing. They will clap for you when you become a star. Yeah. Because when you are practicing to have a higher standard, people will be making fun of you. When you are struggling to become better, people will be making fun of you. When you are working so hard, people will be making fun of you. But I'm happy to inform you, those same people they will clap for you when you ascend your throne. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Somebody say a big amen. Now, these teachings are very practical because these are real life teachings that will bring about a change in our lives. And as God liveth, your life will change for the better. Or my own life will change for the better. Because I didn't hear you say a big amen to that. Your life will change for the better. I say your life will change for the better. Let me tell you something. Up your standard. Up your standard. Anything you have been doing before and it looks like it is a low standard, up your standard. If you are sowing, sow with standard. If you are cooking, cook with standard. Anything you are doing, do it with standard. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10, whatsoever your hand findeth to do, do it with all your heart. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10. My prayer for somebody here tonight is that that will be your portion in the name of Jesus. You will have a higher standard in Jesus' name. Your standard will not drop in Jesus' name. I'm on number 6 now. Number 6, major limitation to excellence in life is refusal to read or to upgrade or to update. Refusal to read. Refusal to read. Refusal to read. Anybody that you see that is excellent in any field of endeavor must be a person who likes knowledge acquisition. Somebody say knowledge acquisition. Knowledge acquisition. I can't hear your voices. Knowledge is power. Your excellence is tied to your knowledge. And you know, your knowledge base affects your asset base. The level of your knowledge determines the level of your assets. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. The Bible says in Daniel chapter 9 verse 2, Daniel chapter 9 verse 2, in the first year of the reign of Daniel, of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books. Why did I excel? Why did they say I have an excellent spirit? I understood by books. I'm a man that likes to upgrade myself. In Proverbs chapter 1 verse 5, the Bible says a wise man will hear and will increase in learning. A wise man will hear. He will increase in learning. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 5. Proverbs 1 verse 5. A wise man, he will learn. He will increase. Listen, when you learn more, you earn more. When you learn more, you earn more. So there's a friendship between your earnings and your learnings. Keep learning. If you really want to be excellent in life, keep learning. Turn to your neighbor and say, keep learning. And learning is a lifelong thing. When you don't update yourself, you soon become outdated. And reading, studying. Many of us, when we go to the internet, what do we really check on the internet? Because the internet is so porous now. Internet is so terrible now that if you are not careful, you will pick the bad part of the internet more than the good part of the internet. I'll talk about that in the next point I'll be talking about. So let me just focus on the issue of reading and learning for here, for this particular point. If you want to be excellent, keep learning. In your field, how many books do you have? In your field. That will determine your level of excellence. As a teacher, you must have books on teaching skills. You must have a book on teaching skills. You can't outgrow learning. You can't outgrow. There's nobody that. Learning should be like feeding to us. Learning should be like eating to us. And so when you go on the internet, you look for what will make you better. Don't take junks. Don't take junks from the internet. Go there to look for information that will lead to your elevation and your transformation. That's what you should look for. If your desire is excellence, we must keep learning. We must keep learning. We must keep learning and 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 learning. Most people that are very, very close to me, one of the first things that they catch is the spirit of reading. That's one of the first things that they catch, the spirit of reading and the spirit of prayer. It's by force. Because you are talking to me, I'm reading. Yeah, I'm listening to you. Yeah? What are you saying? Because you cannot go far if you don't read. Reading will update you. You will never be outdated in life. Did I hear somebody say amen? Did I hear somebody say amen? Did I hear somebody say amen? You know, with reading, you have access to information. What somebody learned in 40 years, you can learn it in 40 minutes through reading. what somebody has acquired in 40 years. In 40 minutes, just sit down with a book, you will get it. That's the purpose, that's the benefit of reading. The mistakes that others have made, and you read it, so this mistake, then you know, I can't make this kind of mistake, because you have read it. Can I also shock you? If you are not reading, you are just like an illiterate. You are not different from an illiterate if you don't read. Last week, I was asking the church accountant, I said, how many books did you sell this week? He said, no, nothing. I said, upper week in God, he said, nothing. He said, the one before in God, he said, I can't remember. But if I ask him, how many donuts did you sell in a minimart? You can't count it. Our focus sometimes is not right. And I mean, I'm saying this to the glory of God. I don't think it has happened in the last 10 years that I've spent a month without buying the material. I don't think so. A month. One whole month without getting the material. It shows. So, get into reading. Get into reading. Bishop Oyedepo said something very funny. He said one day he traveled to the U.S. and when he came back to Nigeria, his wife said, you are welcome. What did you bring back? And then she said, follow me. And then went to the bedroom and saw and opened the bag. It was full of books. I said, good. He said, what else? He said, nothing else. This is what I bought. This is all I bought. He said, no, I mean, aside from the books, I know you buy books, but aside from the books, what else did you buy? He said, nothing. He said, these books will make me a manufacturer of what I would have bought. If I read these books, instead of buying, I will now manufacture and sell. You will excel in life. Learn to learn from others. Have a huge appetite for knowledge. Have a huge appetite for knowledge. How can you travel from here to Lagos 4 hours without any book? From here to Lagos. No book was read from here to Lagos. From here, almost four. Sometimes it can even be up to 6 hours. 6 hours without acquiring knowledge. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may God give us understanding. Somebody say a big amen. Let's move to number 7 because of time. Major limitations to excellence is wrong thoughts. Wrong thought, and I'll be spending a little time on this. Wrong thoughts. What occupies your thoughts eventually occupies your life. What you imagine will eventually emerge. What you imagine, what you think of will eventually emerge. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Ephesians 3, verse 20. The Bible says, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you might ask or think. Exceedingly, abundantly, above all you might ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Exceedingly above what you can imagine. So God also answers your thoughts. Your words are answered. Your thoughts are answered. God answers words. God answers thoughts. One day I was praying in an office. And I was at the window. I was just praying on my feet. And I saw a car. And I said, I like this car. I just thought it in my heart. I didn't say it. I like this car. And then the following day, somebody just came to me and said, he has a car to sell. And it was the same car that I saw yesterday. And I said, please take it. Whenever you have money, come and give me the money. The same thing. I said, God, I just thought of this thing yesterday. Today, I already have the car. I've been driving the car for a few years now. And I know very soon, I'm already thinking of something else now. Praise God. I said, praise God. Important facts about thoughts. Important facts about thoughts. Number one, or A, that's 7A. Your thoughts are seeds, just as your words are seeds. Your thoughts are seeds, just as your words are seeds. When you say something, the Bible says the power of life and death is in the tongue. So when you say something, it's likely to happen. When you think something, it's likely to happen. 7b. Your thoughts are magnetic. They have magnetic elements. They carry attraction power. Your thoughts attract what you are thinking of. Anything you are thinking of. When you think that there's no good guy again in Nigeria, when you want to marry, it might be difficult to get a good guy. I'm sorry to say. But when you think that there's somebody special for you, hello. When you think that there's a guy special for me, God made him for me. God made this lady, a lady for me. Don't say, no, all the ladies are bad. I've seen some guys. I said, why are you not married? Say, ah, how can I get all the girls are bad. Ladies that are here today, are all the girls in the world bad? Papa. For where? How can all the girls in the world be bad? It's not possible. Your words attract what you think. They have magnetic force. 7C. Let's go on quickly because of time. Important facts about thoughts is that thoughts can also be called imagination. So, imagination determines destination. Your imagination, your thought determines your end. Your imagination determines where you end. Where you end is as a result of what you have been thinking before. Where you end is determined by your constant. So, don't think of ending up as a tenant for life. No. Don't think of D grade or E grade. No. Don't think that when you go to embassy, they will not give you visa. No. Your thoughts determines where you will end up. Is somebody being blessed tonight? If you are being blessed, shout hallelujah. 7D, important facts about thoughts, is that your thought realm is the battlefield of life. Your life, you cannot win the battle of life except you have excelled in your thought realm. Your thought realm is the battlefield of life. 2 Corinthians 10 verse 4. 2 Corinthians 10 verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of stronghold and casting down what? Imaginations. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. I'm bringing them into subjection. Now, what are we saying tonight? The main battle in life is not actually witches and wizards. The main battle of life is not actually demonic forces. It is your thoughts. Your thoughts determines your lot. The main problem of life is not bad people. It is bad thoughts. God even said about human beings. He said the thinking of human being is so bad. He said, who can know it? He said, one day God saw human beings. Ah! These people, their thought is so bad. I can't even imagine it. Let your thoughts be good thoughts. Because that is where the real battle is. That's where the real battle is. When you are sick and you are thinking of death, that's where the real battle is. That's where the real battle is. I read some time ago of a man who was asked. They asked him, he said, hey, when are you going to travel to that place? When are you going to travel to that place? The person said, maybe tomorrow if I don't die overnight, sha. Yeah, that's his thought pattern. If I don't die, if God doesn't take my life between now and tomorrow morning, I will go. But if he takes my life, I'm going to wherever he takes me to. How can you think like that? When the Bible says, I shall not die but live. But I will what? I will declare the glory of God. Is it to the glory of God for anyone of you to die now? No! Your children are still so small. Some of you are here, you are just planning your wedding. Some of you are here, you are still trusting God for children. Some of you are here, your children are just growing up little by little. And the ones who even have elderly children, they've not started enjoying the best. The best is yet to come. I say your best is yet to come. So there's no death around you now at all. When you are preparing to deliver, there's no death around you on that delivery bed at all. Yeah. Tell the devil I said it. When you see him, tell him I said it. that a pastor said that you will not die. And in the name of Jesus, the Son of a living God, you will not die. Nobody in your family will die in the name of Jesus. Did I hear somebody say a big amen? Did I hear somebody say a loud amen? We are number seven word now. Seven E is that mental stronghold is the greatest enemy of excellence. Mental stronghold. When you have a mental stronghold means mental negative. I want you to meet people that everything they think of is negative. They see everybody as a witch. They see everything bad. They don't see anything good in anything. Mental stronghold is a terrible thing. And if you are going to excel in life, you must have a proper mental mindset. Remember the children of Israel? They left Egypt, but their mentality was still in Egypt. They were still thinking of the manna. I said, Moses, if you are not going to give us the manna, the food we used to eat in Egypt, then take us back to Egypt. We prefer to be in Egypt and be eating the little we are eating in Egypt than to come here and die. They were already out of Egypt, but their mentality was still in Egypt. As from today, God will give you the proper mindset. I say, God will give you the proper mindset. Listen to me. I'm the one looking at you from here. You are there. I'm looking at you from here. I can see a future that is bright. Yeah. I'm the one here. You are the one there. And I can see you. I can see all of you. I can see the future. And I can tell you if this mindset is in you. That's why the Bible said, let this mind be in you. Which was what? Also in Christ Jesus. Have the same mindset with Christ Jesus. There are many of us here. Tonight, you'll be going through a mental renovation. I say you'll be going through a mental renovation. I say you'll be going through a mental renovation. In Romans 12 verse 1 and 2, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is also your reasonable sacrifice. Verse 2, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. That's what they call mental renovation. Romans chapter 12 verse 2. Be ye transformed by the renewing of... Stop thinking that things will not work. It will work. Stop thinking that it will not happen. It will happen. And you will see it. And I will thank God for you. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody say a big amen. Ensure that at all costs your thinking is always in consonance with the scripture. This is what you need to make your thinking to align with. Anything this Bible has said is what you must think. Not anything anybody says. The Bible says you will not die. The Bible says you are the head and not the tail. The Bible says you and the children that the God, Lord has given unto you, you are for what? Signs and wonders. Everything the Bible has said is what I believe. Any other thing is null and void. Somebody say amen. As I begin to round up, I'll just take maybe one more and then we will go further. Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. Actually, if I stop here, I've actually over-preached. I don't really like exceeding more than 4 points in any service, but already I've taken 7 points. But let me take one more, and then we will go into worship and prayers. The eighth limitation to excellence is prayerlessness. Prayerlessness. You see, prayer is a major force for receiving help from heaven. Prayer is a major force for receiving help from heaven. How many of us need help from heaven? Then you must pray. The extent of help you receive from heaven is tied to your prayer life. That's why you must not joke with prayer. If I rent a house and they say I can't pray there, I will pack out. I'm telling you. If I enter a place and they say, please, we don't allow people to pray here, I will sign out. You are helpless if you can't pray. I'm sorry to also say you are useless if you can't pray. Because without prayer, the devil will make a mincemeat of a believer. He will make a mincemeat. Because it is in prayer you secure help. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we might find help and grace to help us in our time of need. We come boldly to the throne of grace. Every man that wants an excellent life, every woman that wants an excellent life must be prayerful. You must be prayerful. You must be prayerful. Only the prayerful can be excellent. Listen to me. Anything you are doing and you are prayerful about it, don't worry, it's a matter of time. You will soon excel. That business that you are doing, you are praying over it, and you are diligent over it, doing the right thing concerning the business, and you are sowing the seed of prayer into the career, there's no way you will not excel. There's no way you will not do well. The prayerful will have inspiration. And when you have inspiration, you cannot aspire. The prayerful will be inspired. This afternoon, God inspired me on something. As I prayed this morning, the thought just came like a flash. And I went to check something just today. And before you could know what we are saying, several things came out from there that could have resulted in a very, very terrible loss. Just from the place of prayer. Just from the place of prayer. For prayer, you pick divine signals. You pick signals. You pick signals. From my bedroom or from my prayer room, I can pick any signal from anywhere. Because once you are prayerful, you are connected to the socket. This fan is connected to the socket, so it must roll. It must give out air. As long as you are prayerful, you have access. Listen to me. If you are a believer and your boss doesn't respect you for giving out good information, you are not a prayerful person. Because by the time you are prayerful, when you come to work in the morning, you have something to show. You have something. You say, what? They ask you, do you have anything to add? You say, I don't have anything to add. God forbid, when they are preparing the next sack list, they might put the person there. Life is about value addition. So when you are working in a place, they say, please, this is a meeting, please. We want everybody to say something. When he gets, you say, I don't have anything to say. I'm blank. And there are seven people there. Then when they now exit, some people now say, we now want to decide on those that will be here or not. Okay, let us exit the person that said he doesn't know anything, have anything to say. The prayerful has something. That's why the Bible says, pray without ceasing. Don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. When you are prayerful, you will see the future. You will see the future. You will see tomorrow. You will see next tomorrow. You will see what will happen next year. Because of prayer. We were praying at our former place there, at Impact Arena, outside in the night. At that time, myself and some of the young men here, including Pastor Kwaya, we used to pray at night there at 11 p.m. And God told me, he said, where the church is moving to, if you stand here, you'll be looking, you'll be seeing the roof of the place. You'll be seeing where the new church is. And I looked up. There was no place anywhere. I could not really see. What he said, just look well. From where you are standing now. Now, if you go to Impact Arena now, and you stand in front of where there's a signage in front of the place now, if you stand there, you'll be seeing the roof of this church. The prayer of the righteous availeth much. The first signal and symptom of backsliding is prayerlessness. That is the first thing that shows that you are drawing back. That is the first thing that shows that you are drawing back from God. As long as your heart is panting for prayer, excellence is sure. So don't stop praying. Don't stop. You wake up in the night, you went to ease yourself. Before you sleep back, take 10 minutes and pray. Take 10 minutes and pray. My prayer for somebody here tonight, that spirit of prayer and intercession will come on you afresh in Jesus' name. I say it will come on you afresh in Jesus' name. In the bus, as you are going to anywhere you are going, you are praying. In the car, you are praying. As you are driving, you are praying. As you are cooking, you are praying. Everywhere, you are praying. In the bathroom, you are praying. And as you are praying, you are getting brand new revelation. Did I hear you say amen? As you are praying, you are getting brand new revelation. As you are praying, you are getting brand new inspiration. The inspiration of the next design you are going to do that will make you to break forth, God will release it to you today. I say, God will release it to you today. In the place of prayer this week, God will attract those that will assist you. He will bring them into your life. Those that will help you, God will bring them into your life. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody say a big amen. As from today, you will never be a prayerless person again. You will never be a prayerless person again. Your heart will be panting after God. I say your heart will be panting after God. I say your heart will be panting after God. To wake up in the early mornings will not be a burden again. To wake up in the night to pray will not be a burden again. Did I hear you say a big amen? Grace to pray like never before. Receive that grace today in Jesus' name. And as a result of that, the spirit of excellence and eminence rests upon you in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Give Jesus a big clap. He's worthy. If you are blessed, let it be louder. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Now, all these limitations that we have listened to tonight, it's important that we go through them. We went through about 8 of them. As you get back home, you look at them and you look at the ones that might be limiting you in one area or the other, and you make adjustment, immediate adjustment. And then you are seeing yourself becoming better in Jesus' name. Lift your hands to heaven and give Him praise. Thank Him for tonight. Give Him glory. Give Him honor. Give Him honor. Thank Him for tonight. Give Him praise. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Worship Him. Adore Him. Give Him praise. Thank Him and appreciate Him. Lift your voice and thank Him. Give Him all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. Thank Him for all He has done for you. Thank Him for the word He has sent to you tonight. He sent His word healed them, His word delivered them from all their destruction. Give Him praise tonight. Give Him glory, give Him honor, give Him adoration. Thank Him, thank Him, thank Him, thank Him, thank Him. Is somebody ready to pray tonight? If you are ready to pray tonight, shout a big hallelujah. You will say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I refuse to be satisfied with the status quo. Father, empower me to move to the realm of excellence. Lift your voice and pray. I refuse to be satisfied with the status quo. I refuse to be satisfied with failure. Father, empower me. Empower me, Lord. Empower me, Lord. Empower me, Lord. Empower me, Lord. I say no to failure in every aspect of my life. I say no to mediocrity. I say no to have great lifestyle. Pray. Pray. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, tonight I disconnect with wrong association that can limit my excellence in life. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Father, I disconnect with any association that can stop me from being excellent. I dissociate from them. I dissociate from them. In the name of Jesus, I declare disconnection. from any association that can affect me negatively, that can hinder your purpose, your plan for me, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, from tonight, I receive grace to receive counsel and to accept wise counsel that will lead to my excellence. Lift your voice and pray. I receive the grace to receive wise counsel in the name of Jesus, to walk with wise counsel in the name of Jesus. He that walketh with the wise shall be wise. A companion of fools shall be destroyed. I receive the grace for wise counsel, to live with wise counsel, to enjoy wise counsel, never to discard the counsel of the wise in the name of Jesus. Father, help me, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, Father, I disconnect from sinful lifestyle that can hinder my excellence in life. Lift your voice and pray. I disconnect from any lifestyle that is sinful, that can hinder, oh Lord, my promotion in life, my excellence in life. I disconnect from any lifestyle that can affect me, that can stop my progress, that can hinder. I disconnect from any lifestyle that can stop me from moving into the realm of excellence. Father, disconnect me from any lifestyle that can affect me negatively, that can stop my progress, that can stop my testimony. I disconnect from any lifestyle. I disconnect from any lifestyle that can affect me negatively. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. He will say, Father, empower me to increase my standard, to increase my efficiency in every aspect of my life. Lift your voice and pray. Father, I receive the grace to increase my standard. I will not go on to a lower standard. Father, I pray for a higher standard. The path of the just is like a shining light, and it shineth more and more until the perfect day. Father, empower me onto a higher standard, a higher standard, a higher standard that will change my life. I reject average lifestyle. I reject a mediocre lifestyle in the name of Jesus. Father, increase my standard. Increase my standard. Increase my standard. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, I receive the grace to be studious, to read consistently, and to be updated. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I receive the grace to read consistently. I receive the heart, oh Lord, to study. Study to show thyself approved, a workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I receive the grace. I receive the power. I receive the strength. I receive the enabling. Father, to read on a continuous basis, on a consistent basis, in the name of Jesus. Empower me, Lord. Open my eyes to areas I should learn. Open my eyes to areas I should learn from. Make me a studious person. Make me a person hunting for your information, hunting for vital information, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, flush away. I can't hear your voices. Flush away from my heart and my mind wrong thoughts that can limit my greatness. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, cleanse my heart by your blood. Cleanse my heart. Flush away negative thoughts, thoughts of failure, thoughts of evil. Father, flush it away from my system. Flush it away from my heart. Flush it away from my system. Every negative thought, every negative thought, every negative thought pattern. Father, flush it out. Father, flush it out. Father, flush it out. Cleanse my heart by your power. In the name of Jesus, I receive the right mindset. I receive the right thought pattern from this hour onward. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to think evil. I refuse to think negatively. In the name of Jesus, I receive the grace for proper and correct thoughts always. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, empower me to be prayerful. I hunger for and I desire to be more prayerful. Father, Empower me to be more prayerful. Lift your voice and pray. Pray, pray, pray. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Can you lift up your voices in the place of prayer? Your voices are too low. Lift up your voices like you will pray. If I pray for you for money or for miracle job or for miracle alert, the same way is the way I want you to pray for this, because this will change your life forever. You will say, Father, baptize me with the spirit of prayer and intercession. Lift your voice and pray. Pray, pray, pray. Everybody, baptize me with the spirit of prayer and intercession. The spirit of prayer and intercession. Father, release it upon me tonight. Grace to pray like never before. The spirit of prayer and intercession. The spirit of prayer and intercession. The grace for prayer and intercession. Come upon me tonight. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, empower me to be excellent and eminent. Father, I don't want to be on the floor. I want to be excellent. Father, give me the grace. Lift your voice and pray. Pray, pray, everybody. Lift your voice. Pray. Father, I want to be excellent. I want to be known for excellence. Give me the grace to be excellent. In my task, in my area of assignment, release upon me, Jesus, the grace to be excellent. Let that grace come upon my life today. Let the power of excellence rest upon me today. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.com.